107.7.
That was the Mika Chapman with Don't Call Me Up. And you guessed it right, I have her right here, unfortunately on the line, but soon enough in studio with me. Hi Mika, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, thanks, and you?
I'm so good. You know, we have to pretend that we don't know each other already.
Yeah.
Well, all the people who are listening to KC107.7 right now, you might know that song because it's currently on the Mzansi Top 10 playlist right at number 3. Obviously, a new entry. It was on the something chart chases and it's currently sitting 3rd. Hopefully number 1 this week. What do we think, Mika?
I reckon it's going to get there. I'm not going to lie.
Yes, that means you have to vote. You have to vote. The link is obviously in our bio. So don't forget to vote for your Mzansi Top 10. But Mika, that is not why I'm here to speak to you today. Obviously, we'll get into your music a little bit later in this last hour. But first things first, you know, I want to know, who was Mika when she was small? Where were you born? You know, how many people were you in the household? Get into it with me.
Yeah, so I was born in KZN in a place called Port Shepstone, and then grew up in a little town in Kokstad. I'm living in that town. I grew up with two older brothers. It was a very, very joyful household. Always music around, whether it was like clinging pots and pans or 8 drum sets in the house when we were having music lessons. I was totally, totally obsessed with my two older brothers. Like, I looked up to them so much. I still do. It was a very joyful household. And I was very quiet when I was a child. I was very,
introverted? I'm a lot. Is that the word?
I don't think introverted. I think I'm just a lot louder now compared to what I was like when I was like. My two older brothers were really, really naughty. They always were getting shouted at, and I was just a quiet child that was like.
You were observing, man. I think you were observing their behaviors.
I wasn't a problem when I was a baby. It was always my brothers that were like always getting shouted at.
Okay, so you say you were, you're the easiest word for me to use now, is a rustige kind. And what I want to know is, like, where did you go to school? What school did you go to? How was your primary school life like?
So I went to a school in Kokstad called St. Patrick's College.
Okay.
I was there for preschool, primary school, and then beginning of grade 8, I started homeschooling, like literally just before COVID happened. I started homeschooling in February.
You give your age away.
Sorry, say that again.
I said you gave your age away there.
I started homeschooling for high school.
Yeah.
And I was able to finish school early, because. I had so much time to do my music because I was finishing my schoolwork early. So that's how the music fits in with everything.
When you were in primary school, this is one thing I have to ask, were you also into music that time, or were you doing sports in primary school, or just like mainly music focused?
In our school, it was such a cute little school that, like, we were forced, not forced, but we were encouraged to do most of the sports because there were only a certain amount of kids. So I literally played most sports in school. Mm-hmm. And then I was also doing music, like, I was part of the worship band for school. I started playing music when I was 7, so, like, as I started school.
Wow.
But I was very involved with sports and the music side of things as well.
Okay. Do you think, as you've obviously lived in a house where it was very music focused, so you thought it was maybe normal for you to kind of lean more into music when it comes to, you know, loving life as a young person? You're like, oh, my brother is also doing music. Let me also get into that.
Mm. No, it was never, to be honest, with our family, it was never a foreign thing. Like, it was never something that was different or something that, like, one doesn't do. Like, okay. My parents are listening to this right now, and they're going to laugh when I say this, but, like, my parents are not musical whatsoever.
Okay.
Like, they are not musical. We've slowly taught them how to clap and tar, but they're not musical at all.
So, yo!
it was always encouraged. Like, if you had to ask my mom, like, my mom was playing Mozart to us when we were in her belly, wow, when she was pregnant with us. Like, there was always music in the house, and like when we were growing up, we wouldn't really watch like cartoons and stuff. We'd watch like Mary Poppins. We'd watch all the musicals, like High School Musical, Mamma Mia,
okay,
Oliver Twist, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Like, we would only watch musicals. Like, we were obsessed with musicals. There's this worship singer, Michael W. Smith, we always, yes, used to listen to as well. It wasn't a foreign thing. Like, it was just what we were used to. Like, we always used to put on these, like, little dance shows for my parents as well. So it was really encouraged. It wasn't something that was, like,
foreign. So I have to ask this question. When you were obviously homeschooled when you came to grade 8, right? How did that play into your social life? Like, your friends with, like, your neighbors? I don't know how homeschooling works. So I'm always interested to know, from someone who does homeschooling from grade 8, how do you kind of adapt to socially when it comes to, because obviously you're not making friends in school, in like high school, and that's usually the years where you make your lifetime friends, if I can say that.
Uh-huh.
How did you 100%. Go about in that way?
Yeah, I think I definitely come from a very sociable family. Like, if you talk to anyone in Cockstad, they'll say that my dad is literally the most social person on the planet. family is just generally very sociable. So I think for me, like, when I started homeschooling, I was still putting in a lot of effort, like, to see my friends literally every weekend. Making sure to see my best friend, like, most days, even if it was just, like, for half an hour. And then, like, having music lessons, a whole bunch of my friends were in the same band. I made sure that I was social because I also love being social. I think it definitely would have affected me if I wasn't social enough.
Yeah.
But I think it definitely got to the point where I was like, I miss just having those people around, like, throughout the day, not just, like, having to make plans with them. Like, it did get to a point where I was like, I actually do miss that. Okay. Just being in each other's presence, you know?
It's definitely different. I can't say I relate to that because I was with my friends every day. I think I feel it now, where we all kind of grown and we don't get to see each other.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you were in homeschooled, your high school years, what were your thoughts like? What are you going to study, or were you, like, mainly focused on doing music when you are finished, you know, completing your matric certificate?
I have known since I was 12 that I was going to study music. So, like, you know, going into high school, like, I had said to my parents, I was like, this is really something that I really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I literally didn't bat an eyelid. So I was literally, I started homeschooling, and then we sort of knew the direction that I was going in.
Yeah.
But obviously my parents wanted to keep my options open. So we, you know, we're still, like, cautious with, you know, the curriculums we were picking and all of that, like, in terms of, like, okay, what universities am I going to apply for? But then, like, I was so determined that I was going to do music. So, and then I started learning how to produce. I was teaching myself how to produce.
Wow.
So, and then as soon as I finished school, I finished like a year early. So for that whole year, I was literally just working with a guy from Durban. His name's Tyler Wareham, the one I wrote When I Come Home with.
Okay.
And I was just like learning from him, and he was teaching so much, and I like had a proper, it was like a really good time for me to grow, like from a literal town musician to like, okay, I'm now taking this seriously.
Okay, I feel like that's such interesting information to, well, especially for me, for someone who's been listening to you for some time and, you know, got to know you basically just through your music, the people that you've worked with. I'll, before I talk anymore, because I have a lot of questions, because right after this next music break, I have a few questions to ask more about your music based, especially because you started right out of, you know, high school. So we're going to get more into that. But before we get into that, I gave you the option, you know, of sending me some music. And I told you send me three songs. She sent me four. But I don't mind.
I went the extra mile for you, my friend. I went the extra mile.
No, I don't mind because the music is so good. The songs you sent me are so good. So obviously, I had to play this one first out of all of your choices. Because this is my favorite artist of all time. And this is my second favorite album of hers. So I want to know, before I play the song, why did you choose the song? The song's obviously Gracie Abrams For Real This Time. Why did you choose this song?
Number one, Gracie Abrams is just so cool. I'm actually going to be so honest now. I didn't ever listen to her a lot until I started living with one of my friends, and she's like, she really loves Gracie Abrams.
Name drop that friend.
Well, she's actually, I don't know if she's listening. Her name's Nina, but she's my roommate.
Oh my word, I love her already.
Nina was listening to Gracie Abrams like all the time. So then, was obviously hearing Gracie Abrams all the time. And then I was like, oh my gosh, she's actually so good. So then I started listening to her more. But this particular song, I just love how relatable it is and like how honest it is. I don't know. Also, I think it's quite a vibey one. Like it starts off really vibey. Like it's not her usual like little guitar pluck or something like that. It's I don't know. Gets me going. It's exciting.
Okay, but let's get into that. Let's listen. Up next, here's Gracie Abrams with For Real This Time.
I think that maybe I was right back when I knew to draw the line. Already gave what I could offer. Maybe we'll work another time. I guess the thought of it's enough. No going back or switching off. I've packed my bag.
That was Gracie Abrams with For Real This Time. And I'm on E with the one and only Mika Chapman. And, you know, she chose that song. And I'm trying to convince her. We'll see if she does it. I'm going to try and convince her to listen to the Good Riddance album. Like the full album in order, please, of Gracie Abrams. We'll see if you do that. That's my only suggestion I'll ever give you. Just listen to that album.
I will go listen to that album just for you. Don't even worry.
Okay. No, that's good. I didn't even get to listen to that song because we were talking off air. But, yeah. Guys, like I told you, we are listening to Mika Chapman currently. She does have a new song out. Well, it's not that new anymore, but it's still new in my heart every day. It's called Don't Call Me Up, so don't forget to stream it on all, you know, music platforms. Go check it out on YouTube. Everywhere. It's everywhere. And she's currently also on our Mzansi Top 10 playlist that gets presented every Saturday with Shohail. She's currently on the number 3 position. We'll see. We'll check out. We'll see where she moves during this week. But before the break, we talked a bit about her, you know, her school life. And she told me she was homeschooled. And she always knew she was doing music. You know, she always, more like her brothers, you know, were musical, but her mom started it all when it came from the womb. She was playing that Mozart since day 0.0. So I give your mom all the credit.
Yes.
But, you know, let's get into a bit more when it comes to your music. I have to ask you, what was the first song you wrote? I think you did tell us. I just can't remember right now.
Yes. So the first song I wrote, I'd written a song when I was like 8 about something, but
okay.
Actually, I think it was when we were back from band practice, and it was a whole bunch of us little girls, and we thought we were so cool because we took half of a Jeremy Loop song, took his lyrics, and then put it to different chords, and then added like 2 sentences, and we thought we had written a song, and we were like, oh, we such professionals. But then I later realized that's actually not how you write a song.
Yeah.
But then when I was 12, I wrote a song with my best friend. It's called Skies. I wrote it with her when I was 12, and we wrote it on our ukuleles, and it was just so wholesome and so cute.
Is that song still available to listen to?
It's not released. I probably won't release it.
Oh, no. I was literally searching it on Spotify now.
No, maybe we should just, like, let it feature in one of our shows one day.
Yeah, I do think y'all should play it. Just to let people know, like, this is what we started with. You know, just letting you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
So Skies was your, like, unofficially first song with your best friend. What was the first song you ever released?
Yeah, so my first song that I ever released was a song called Just to Be With You.
Yeah.
It came out in December 2021, so I was 14, 15-ish.
Ooh.
But I'd written a song in lockdown when I was 13.
Okay.
So and I remember the song came so quickly. But anyway, Just to Be With You was the first song that I released in 2021.
Okay, and you spoke earlier about When I Come Home. Now, this was a song that was released just before the song Don't Call Me Up, if I'm right.
Yeah, so yeah. It was the song just before Bring Flowers to My Door.
Oh, okay. Now, I listened to the song last week for the first time. I'm being honest. I listened to that one for the first time. And I was like, it doesn't sound familiar, but it also sounds familiar. I don't know if you know what I mean. It's very, I feel like it's very emotional and it comes from a place of, I don't know. Can you tell me a bit about that song? What was the process like?
Yeah.
What was the writing like?
So I remember the end of 2023. It was like just before Christmas, and I don't know. I remember like a certain emotion that was just sitting with me at the time, where I was sort of having to like make a decision what I was going to be doing the next year after I'd finished like school.
Yeah.
So I just remember like an emotion of, yo, I'm actually going to be leaving home soon. And what am I choosing to carry with me? What am I choosing to, who am I choosing to be, like, when I go out in this world and I'm not with my parents and I'm not with my family? So it's a very real emotion, and I think a lot of people can relate to that, and a lot of people have, you know, that emotion and go through that as well. So I remember sitting down and writing those, like, exact feelings. Like, I literally, the first line I came up with was, like, when I leave home and I turn 18, will I still have a part of me? That reminded my mom of when I was 3. Like, it was so real. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then later, I know earlier I told you that I had that, like, that time between me finishing school and then going to varsity.
Yes.
I was working with Tanner. And I didn't have a second verse for it. And then I sent it to Tanner, and I was like, please, can you help me write the song? I feel like you would add some really cool pizzazz to it. So we literally went, we recorded, like, the whole structure of the song. And then he was literally, like, he had the one section on loop, and he was just, like, mumbling this melody. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so cool. And then we added lyrics to it, and it came so quickly. And, like, the whole recording process with him was so much fun.
Yeah.
And I so much from him.
So, you know, it's amazing for me to hear, because, you know, a lot of people tend to want to write alone. But you had the guts to, like, send it to this man. I'm not sure if you knew him before, but it must take a lot for a person to just send a beat or anything to someone, being it your own work, and, like, kind of letting them in to something that's initially yours in the making.
Yeah. And I think the song is, I did know Tana a bit before. Like, okay. I had like one studio session with him before, and I'd seen one of his shows.
Okay.
And we like sort of chatted about the whole music thing, but I think also, like, just the style of his music and the direction he's going in, like, it fit really well. So the song is very personal to me. Like, it's literally personalized to Mecca Chapman. So, like, letting Tyler in was like, okay, sure. You know, you are showing a bit of a vulnerable side. But I knew that, like, I knew he was going to see it as, like, oh, my gosh, this is such a great piece of art that I'm able to work on with Mecca.
Wow. You see, now I learn new things every day, because I didn't know that. And one song I definitely do want to talk about is Pennies for Jenny.
Yes.
It's not really a song I feel like you, she, or talk about. It's like on the down low. And I found it recently. I'm like, wait, do I like this song more than Don't Call Me Up? Because how did you create this song?
So, no one actually knows this, except for, like, my friends, but I didn't do a single piece of writing for that song.
Oh, my word.
So I'll give you the whole background. So, do you know the gal, Nina, that I spoke about earlier?
Yes, yes.
The one who listens to Ghost Symptoms. Okay, so her brother is actually one of my producers. He is my producer at the moment.
Okay.
And earlier last year, he came to our flat, and he was just playing me a bunch of his music, and then he played Pennies for Jenny, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I really like this song. And he was like, yeah, you must take it. Like, I'm not using it. Take it. So then we recorded it with just me, and we had finished the song, and it literally was just in my files, and I wasn't, like, I was going to wait to release it. And then he ended up forming a band.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, my gosh, this is actually the perfect scenario. Like, let's release it, me, Mecca Chapman, and long story short, because you actually wrote the song. So then we ended up releasing it together, which was so special, because also, like, the song is so beautiful. It's such a vibey song.
Yes, it is.
But I was like, You also need to get some recognition as well.
I definitely. So if you ever speak to him again, please let him know. I actually love that song, and I'm glad he actually shared it with you, because now we get to listen to it. So guys, here on Crazy 107.7, hopefully they'll add it to some playlist. I'm gonna push for that song. I'm sorry, I know we love Don't Call Me Up, but like that song, I don't know. I just it came on like the Instagram thing, and I was just like, wait, what song is this? So yeah, definitely a big one on that. But let's get back into Mika's, you know, options of what to play. I know, because we've spoken about this. This is an artist she wants to work with, and I'm manifesting that for her. Because it's someone I also, wait, I've met him. But yeah, this is someone I wanted to work with, because I think they will make amazing, amazing music together. So Mika, yeah, is one of your future collaborators. Yes, Will Lenny.
Yes!
With Blame.
Blame, look at me, hurting you. Tears are falling from your eyes. I didn't know that heartbreak such a heavenly shade of blue, gorgeous even when you cry. I hate that you won't see this coming, was only gonna bring you down. Didn't wanna make you drown. Well, maybe one day we could work it out. Do what you gotta do, yeah, to get over me, yeah. If you gotta hate me, I can't take this.
If it all goes 7.7.
That right there was Long Story Short. That is that band's name. I actually just got introduced to them by our guest for today, Mika Chapman, and that song's name was Full, featuring, I think it's Gary or Jerry. Ik weet nie. Ma, it's Gary. Okay. Amazing. I love them. First of all, I love them because they wrote Pennies for Jenny. Secondly, now, that song is so calm, so relaxed. And yeah, I like it. So thank you, Mika, for that intro to that band, obviously. But we're still on E with Mika Chapman. It's almost time for us to say goodbye, but I do have, you know, one last thing that might take a while for us to speak about. I have one last thing to ask Mika. Mika, you know, what is next for you? Tell us, what are your plans? Where are you performing? And yeah, what's going on in your life right now?
Yeah, so I am currently working on an EP album.
Come
with,
on.
With music that I feel is very fun, it's very vibey, but at the same time there's a very vulnerable side of Mika Chapman to it, which is very scary, but it's also exciting at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a thrill. It's quite a scary thought, knowing that people are actually like getting a glimpse of like almost what I've experienced or what I've felt, but it's also comforting knowing that like it's very possible that someone's going to be able to relate to it. But anyway, so I'm working on an EP. I don't have a release date yet, but the music is very fun. It's very vibey. And we're performing at Splashy Fan this weekend. And yeah, so I have spoken to you about this recently, but we are working on trying to have more shows in the Western Cape, like Stellenbosch, Cape Town.
Yeah.
So we are going to get the ball rolling on the live shows. But I think definitely when the EP comes out, we'll have more live shows lined up.
Yeah, and more material, obviously, to play live, so you don't have to do covers as much. But yeah, Mika, I can't wait to see all the videos from this weekend. Unfortunately, we can't be there live because it's not in the Western Cape, but it's all good. We're gonna get to see you live real soon, manifesting that for you. And obviously, we cannot wait for the new EP that is coming soon. Hopefully, we'll get the exclusive. I'll keep Mika on that. I'll keep Mika going on that. But obviously, guys, do not forget to vote for Mika Chapman's song Don't Call Me Up on our Mzansi Top 10 playlist that's already available to you on our social media. If you do not have Facebook, it's on Instagram. You'll find the link in our bio. So don't forget to vote for Mika Chapman. I think she's number 3 on the playlist. And then you can also vote for the brand new songs on the Chart Chasers right here on KC107. 101.7. Thank you so much, Mika, for chatting with us.
Thank you for having me. It was so lovely chatting to you. And I'm so excited to do this again in studio.
Yes. Yes, please, in studio.
Exactly.
Yes, guys, that was Mika Chapman right here with me on this wonderful Monday night.